It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I know you hear this every time an election day comes around, but the stakes have never been higher. Please vote. Five states have primary elections today: Idaho, Kentucky, North Carolina, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. And that group includes some of the more important races in the cycle, which should give us a few hints about the bigger picture when it comes to Trump's grip on the Republican Party, progressive challenges to Democratic centrists, and the rise of anti-democratic and extreme candidates. The biggest prizes of the day seem to be in Pennsylvania. Both the Senate seat and the governor's mansion are up for grabs. The party's nominees for a Senate seat and the governor's mansion are up for grabs, along with every House seat. The Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania pits the former guy, Trump, against the Club for Growth. Trump's first pick, Sean Parnell, quit the race after his former wife accused him of choking her. So Trump then backed Dr. Oz over the other candidate, financier David McCormick, who happens to be married to a former Trump aide, Dina Powell, and enjoys the support of some well-known Trump advisors, including Hope Hicks. But with the fierce competition between Oz and McCormick, it seems another lane might have opened, and far-right candidate Kathy Barnett is enjoying an 11th-hour surge. And she's really bad. Footage newly released shows Barnett marching with the Proud Boys on January 6th. Yeah. Now, in the Pennsylvania Democratic Senate primary, progressive Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has been leading in the polls over the centrist Connor Lamb. But Fetterman had a minor stroke last week. Well, he's still hospitalized and will not be at the election watch party tonight. So there's a wild card for you. And in the gubernatorial primary, Republicans are again split. Trump endorsed the hard right candidate Mastriano, and the winner of the Republican primary will face off against the Democrat Josh Shapiro, who's running unopposed. And there's a lot of interest in Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district, where progressive state representative Summer Lee, backed by national progressives, including Bernie Sanders, who came to campaign with her, she's running against Steve Irwin. He's the moderate candidate who's endorsed by the retiring Congressman Mike Doyle. Irwin is also being backed by pro-Israel groups like Democratic Majority for Israel and AIPAC. That's one to watch. In addition to Pennsylvania, there are races in other states like North Carolina, where the Trump-endorsed Ted Budd is leading former Governor Pat McCrory in the polls to succeed the retiring Senator Richard Burr. Madison Cawthorn is from North Carolina. He's seeking to avoid a runoff against State Senator Chuck Edwards, who's backed by a number of North Carolina Republican officials, including Senator Tom Tillis. In Oregon, Conservadem Congressman Kurt Schrader, who is a seven-term incumbent, faces a progressive challenger who should be able to show him the door finally. That's Jamie McLeod Skinner. And in Idaho, Trump endorsed the Lieutenant Governor, Janice McGeachin. She's primarying the Republican Governor, Brad Little. McGeachin is possibly the most extreme candidate Trump has endorsed this year. She wants to ban abortion in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother, and said on Facebook that the governor's refusal to do so means he's with, quote, the radical leftists and Satanists. Well, okay. She also posed with militia members outside her government office in 2019 and made pre-taped remarks at a white nationalist event in Florida in February. In non-election news, America is in mourning yet again, this time for the 10 victims of the latest in our unending gun violence epidemic in Buffalo, New York. President Biden heads to Buffalo to comfort the families of the victims, people who were targeted by the 18-year-old shooter because they're black. In his remarks, Biden will call this despicable act for what it is: terrorism motivated by a hateful and perverse ideology that tears at the soul of our nation. And he'll call on all Americans to reject the lies of racial animus that radicalize, divide us, and led to the act of racist violence. Now, House Democratic leaders have doubled their efforts to pass the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. This new bipartisan legislation would create offices inside the Justice Department, Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI to monitor, investigate, and prosecute cases of domestic terrorism, with a focus on white supremacist-related incidents. A similar bill passed the House by voice vote during the 116th Congress, but later stalled in the Senate. Let's see if the 117th Congress can do something with it. By the way, more information on another of the shootings that happened over this weekend. The suspected gunman who opened fire in a California church on Sunday, killing one person and injuring five others, is a Chinese-American man believed to have targeted Taiwanese congregants in a, quote, politically motivated hate incident. Speaking of the shooting in Buffalo, social media posts by the 18-year-old punk gunman reveal that he had been planning this attack for months. The gunman shared on the chat app Discord and the hate-filled online forum 4chan that he selected this specific zip code in Buffalo because it had the highest percentage of a black population close enough to where he lived. Police and other officials have described the mass shooting as a hate crime. Among the 10 people killed were a retired police lieutenant, a substitute teacher, a grandmother of six, and a dedicated community activist. And finally, you may recall back in early 2001, the Pentagon declassified a bunch of UFO-related news files, including a video of U.S. Navy fighters encountering an unidentified flying object. In December, an amendment was added to the annual National Defense Authorization Act, requiring the military to establish a UFO research office and conduct meaningful investigations on such sightings. Well, Congress hasn't held a public hearing on UFOs since the Air Force closed a public investigation called Project Blue Book in 1969 until today. Yep, members of the House subcommittee will hear testimony from defense officials on reports of unidentified aerial phenomena and their potential risks to national security. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.